The first thing that I want to say in this session of the Performance Project is there is nothing wrong. However your body responds to stress is its best effort to help you survive. It is so important to remember this and to be grateful for how hard your body and mind work to keep you safe. Beating yourself up, taking on disempowering identities, and making mountains out of molehills will only serve to keep you stuck. Please approach this session with curiosity and an open mind. Trust that you are right where you are supposed to be. If you're a professional or an instructor, try to see your students in some of these concepts and know that you will be able to help them on a whole new level as you deepen your understanding of the physiological aspects of riding. This is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. In the next few sessions, I'm going to share some strategies you can use to balance your nervous system responses and build more capacity to be in optimal activation. Ultimately, this will make it even easier for you to access being in the zone, not only when you're in the saddle, but in the rest of your life as well. Unfortunately, our society is tending to max out our sympathetic nervous systems. A system that was originally designed and intended to briefly divert resources to the parts of our body needed to fight danger every now and then is now activated by daily stressors constantly throughout the day. Driving, noise, financial worry, overworking, and now a 24-hour news cycle in a highly contentious world, and the uncertainties of living in a global pandemic all mean that your sympathetic nervous system is likely working harder than it is designed to. It's no wonder that I've been noticing an increase in clients complaining about being stuck. Some are stuck in hyperactivation, they feel overly anxious, they can't calm down, and sometimes they feel more fearful than normal in the saddle. Others are stuck in hypoactivation. They feel uncharacteristically unmotivated, a little depressed or sluggish, even when they're normally not. Some are stuck in freeze, which feels like being suspended in the fight or flight response, but unable to do either one. This is particularly relevant to us as riders because when humans are triggered into the fight or flight response, we are conditioned for flight, because it's the most socially acceptable response of the two. Horses are conditioned for flight because they are prey animals. This means that the two of us together are highly flight prone, and we need to really have an ability to counteract this response in ourselves so that we can most effectively not trigger our horses to flee. And actually, the better we are at regulating our own stress responses, the more we will be able to help our horses regulate theirs. Building the capacity of your nervous system to handle stress well is a little like blowing up a balloon. If you do it slowly and carefully and progressively, you'll be able to blow it up into a larger balloon that will last longer. If you try to blow it up too fast, it'll pop and it'll not reach its full capacity. As you're expanding your comfort zone, whether you're getting up the nerve to canter, moving up to the next level of competition, or wanting to gallop on the beach, you are also expanding your capacity to handle stress. Please remember that your body cannot easily differentiate between real and imagined stress. Internal triggers can be as powerful as circumstantial ones. This means that your thoughts are as likely to inspire your sympathetic nervous system to jump into gear as actual stressful events. All of these strategies are designed to help you improve your body's ability to go back and forth between sympathetic and parasympathetic activation so that your stress response happens in those beautiful waves throughout the day instead of jagged little plateaus and valleys. There are some basic lifestyle habits that go a long way toward helping your nervous system stay balanced. Things like resting often, eating well, getting 6 to 8 hours of good quality sleep, saying no to things that sap your energy, drinking your body weight in ounces of water every day, yada, yada, yada. I am not going to spend time on these because we all know about them. The thing is, the more your nervous system is stuck in high or low gear or swinging back and forth between the two, the harder it is to be intentional about this kind of self-care. Even if you know what you should do, it's hard to stay consistent in doing those things. The strategies we're going to discuss are meant to intercept the stuck pattern and to get you to a place where it will be easier to stick to the lifestyle habits that are the most important to you. I've broken the embodied riding strategies that are the most applicable for riders into four categories: breathing, movement tools, mindfulness, and practices for sympathetic activation. Each of the next four audio sessions details simple practices you can use to balance your nervous system so that you can fully utilize the mental and emotional tools that we've already gone over in the performance project.